Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking Balance of Nature about 16 months ago to 20 months ago, something like that. And my blood work is right down the middle. I mean, you know, you look at what the high should be, what the low should be, and everything's right down the middle. And my doctor's just amazed by it. She goes, "This is just fantastic." And I tell all the doctors, "Hey, I'm taking Balance of Nature." And then I say, "It's just a naturally occurring thing. It's just 10 servings of fruits and vegetables that I take every day. And I take them into capsules. I said, there's no supplements or anything else that go in it. And it works, you know. What can I say?"
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Progressive liberals must be accompanied by an adult. The show starts now.
Whenever the government is involved, there's an element of compulsion.
Yes.
And the effect of compulsion is always to strip the virtue out of a transaction. If, Michael, if you and I are walking on the beach and I'm hungry and you have a sandwich, and I say, "Michael, I'm hungry, give me your sandwich." And you say, "Yes, here it is." I say, "Thank you." Now, that's a moral transaction. You feel good about having done something good. I feel a sense of obligation. Maybe someday if I'm doing well, I'll share my sandwich with somebody else. But now here's a third situation. You and I are walking on that same riverbank. I'm hungry. You have a sandwich. And here comes Obama on a horse. He gets off the horse, puts the gun to your head, and says, "Michael, turn over the sandwich to Dinesh." And so you do. And then he puts his gun back and he drives away. Now, the outcome is the same. I mean, I have the sandwich. But the moral content of that transaction is completely different. You deserve no moral credit. You didn't give willingly. I don't even feel a sense of gratitude. I feel a sense of entitlement. I feel that you actually owe me 7 sandwiches, but you only gave me 1. So you can see how the whole thing is confused when you bring in the element of coercion.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com for a podcast recorded version of this live show you're listening to now, and we welcome you. In fact, hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
And welcome you, Chicago, Alabama, Portland, everywhere. We also have a tremendous guest, and you probably guessed it by the lead-in intro to the show today. We have Dinesh D'Souza with us. Welcome to the show.
Kate, it's a pleasure. Good to be on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. And also, I just wanted to mention what a career you've had. Writer, scholar, public intellectual, also become the award-winning filmmaker that you have, the amazing films under your belt. Born in India, you came to the U.S. as an exchange student at the age of 18 and graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Dartmouth. And you were called one of the top young public policy makers in the country. And you have been known through your speeches, your films, and amazing to watch you with students and calling all of these things out. Marxism, the sandwiches one is one of my favorites. I just really applaud your work. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. And it's, you know, it's fun for me to go on the campus because young people these days have sort of lost the sort of sense of moral reasoning.
Right.
They don't get it from their teachers and professors anymore.
Right.
The kind of old Socratic style has disappeared from the campus. In fact, I'm pretty convinced if Socrates were to walk the American campus today, a bunch of professors would surround him and give him hemlock, just like they did in ancient Athens. So for me, it's kind of a mission to get out there and help these students to learn to think again. And they love it when you make them do it.
So true. We need critical thinking making a comeback right now. In fact, I was watching Trump Card, and let me just say, I'm actually really glad to have this in all the homes in America. I'm glad that people can, in the comfort of their own home, watch this movie and really find out why. I love the way you go about the master storytelling in bringing these things to light, going in the way back machine, the history machine, to bring us into current events and show us exactly the backgrounds of the different parties of what's going on in America. How do you decide what goes into a film like this? How do you decide to narrow that down and the action of that?
Well, I think there are two key things. One is a film should be a narrative tapestry, a story that unfurls from one to another. It's kind of a journey.
Right.
And so it has to bring the different pieces of what's going on in America together in a way that makes sense. In short, it's kind of a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, then, this is probably the toughest thing in a film, is you conceive it a year before it comes out, and you have to not only anticipate what's going to be important, but almost like get ahead of it. You need to be sort of a scout. And if you think about it, in this movie, Trump Card, think of all the things going on, like right now, Biden family corruption, Antifa riots, you know, this deep state machinations, and this whole issue of did Obama give the order? Well, all this stuff is right there in the movie, and in fact, there's new information about it in the movie. Media bias, the one-sidedness of the media, and why they would sit on the biggest story of the election without reporting it at all.
Amen.
Well, there's an explanation for that in the film. So I'm excited about the movie. I would have loved to release it in theaters like my other four, but there, the theatrical picture is spotty. So there it is on Apple iTunes. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on Google and YouTube and Fandango, the movie site, and Vudu. So lots of different ways to watch it on any device.
I love that. And all your other movies have been so amazing as well. And I just wanted to give you props for those because they really opened a lot of eyes. Is it difficult to, because of the media bias, to even focus on, I mean, there's so much out there every single day of the media bias. I mean, when you do a film like this, you probably wouldn't feel maybe the drive to get this into people's hands if the media were less corrupt than they are. They're completely bought and sold at this point.
Well, the name Trump has become radioactive. I mean, there are distributors that have distributed my earlier films that have balked at the at the idea of a film with Trump's name in it. There's a trailer company that we've used that makes these awesome trailers.
Right.
And they've made trailers for my earlier films, but they're like, our team cannot work on Trump Card.
Oh my God.
Dealing with this stupidity. Even right now, Amazon, you know, the movie is up on Amazon Prime, so you can watch it that way. But if you order a physical DVD, you know, they're saying you're going to get it after the election, when normally they deliver things like the next day.
Yeah. Right.
So it's really strange we're having these, quote, glitches, but Amazon is such a well-run company that it's hard for me to believe that they can't fix these glitches, and why is the glitch only applying to us? So bottom line of it is we have to fight and navigate around these obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is, you know, we're there on virtually all the major platforms. Walmart and Target are selling our DVD. You can get it from Walmart.com. So the bottom line of it is people can get this movie. I'd love them to see it before the election.
Yeah.
Of course, it's relevant after as well. Its real theme is socialism. How did this crazy idea of socialism, really discredited all over the world, tried in 25 countries and failed everywhere, how could it possibly migrate to the center of our politics and become relevant in America now?
Oh my gosh, I love that. Do you fear putting out the things? You had an interview with Larry Sinclair that was a wow moment in that film. He had some, we'll say, dealings with Obama. And I'm trying to be nice here. So he had some dealings with Obama, some sexual dealings with Obama. And so do you fear putting some of this information out there? Because we're in a state of where we understand what happens to people that try to come forward. Are you in fear of that ever?
Well, I just hate the double standards that are out there. So this is kind of the way I think about it.
Right.
Imagine if a guy came out and said that he had two gay encounters with Donald Trump.
Right.
You know, and not only that, but there was another guy who went to Trump's church, who called him up and told him that he, too, was on intimate terms with Donald Trump. And then several days later, that guy is shot in an unsolved murder.
Right.
And that guy's mom then goes public and accuses Donald Trump and Donald Trump's friends of being responsible for the death of her son. Do you or do you not think that this would receive media coverage?
You would think.
And we don't even have to discuss it because we all know the answer. This would be on every station, every moment of every day.
You're right.
But the only difference is it happened to Obama, not Trump, and therefore gets no coverage at all. Well, this offends my basic sense of what, of fairness, of equity, of what is news.
Yep.
And so once I kind of get my head around that, you just can't stop me on this kind of stuff because I'll refuse to keep that silent. In fact, I'm going to put it up on the big screen, let you see it for yourself,
right.
Let you make up your own mind, and then mm-hmm. you begin to see ultimately that what we call the media
mm-hmm.
really doesn't exist in this country anymore in the normal sense. We don't have a media. We have people with press badges, but it's,
so
in a
true.
Sense, they're frauds pretending to be journalists.
Yes, bobbleheads. Bobbleheads reading a script. And so what do you think is going to play out with this election? How do you see the next month, month and a half, 2 months playing out?
So I think there are two big questions. There's a lot of division and resentment in the country. And if people blame Trump for that,
mm-hmm.
that will be bad for Trump. But
mm-hmm.
if they recognize, as I do, that the left is driving it, and Trump, far from being the cause of the division, is the result of it,
mm-hmm.
then people will realize that Trump is the solution and not the problem. The second thing is the media is doing its very best to keep the biggest story in the election, which is the deep corruption of
right.
Biden. Not just that he's a bumbling fool, but that he's actually been very competent
mm-hmm.
about crafting a regime of corruption stretching over many countries and many years. And the media is doing it. They know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
They know that that Biden wrote those emails. They're not Russian disinformation. It's Biden's computer.
Right.
They've seen the verification from Biden's business partner. So the media knows it's true. But they're determined to drag this senile, crooked guy across the finish line. And if the American people find out about it, there's no way they're going to go along with that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, we don't get enough stories about Trump on the other end of the spectrum because all we hear is the media insane lies about him all the time. Would you like to share anything quickly about him that you think people would probably like to hear about him now that you've had personal
dealings?
Well,
here's a brief anecdote. My family, my wife Debbie and I, and our kids got a chance to meet with Trump for about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour last November.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my wife asked him this question. She said, hey, you know, Mr. President, you get bashed on every platform of every day.
Right.
No normal person could withstand all that. You know, how do you do it? And we both expected Trump to say something like, ha, 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 these people are idiots, you
mm-hmm.
know, I enjoy it. But no, he actually went into a little reflective mood, and he goes, you know, I got to tell you guys, at the end of the day, it kind of gets to me because he says, look, I'm essentially in this for the country. I love the country. I'm trying to do deals for the country. I'm trying to go after the bad guys. We just got Baghdadi in a very complicated operation. He goes, but these guys, they don't care. You know, they ultimately, no matter what I do, if I say up, they say down. So I think Trump, you know, he used to be the hero of these people. He was a pop culture icon. The rappers loved him. The media loved him. And now those same people hate him. And they hate him for the simple reason that he's a Republican. He's pro-life. He's changing the court. So I think Trump was a little baffled at the sort of, you may almost call it, the depths of their hatred
mm-hmm.
and dishonesty.
Yeah.
And we couldn't help but being a little touched by that because Trump showed a sort of vulnerability that he doesn't often show in public.
I like to hear that. And you know what? I wanted to give you an opportunity to say something like that about him because we don't get to hear it often. So I really appreciate you you giving that to people. And the Trump Card, great film. You will love this film. Make sure you're seeing this film. All of your films have been outstanding. I don't think I could pick my favorite one, Dinesh. I so appreciate you coming on. Where can people find this movie if they'd like to order it direct?
Well, go to trumpcardthemovie.com. That's
okay.
The website, because that lists all the different platforms.
Okay.
You can watch the film on any device. I prefer you watch it on a big screen TV for the simple reason it's made for the big screen. There's a kind of largeness and
right.
panorama to it that, you know, you'll miss a little bit if you watch it on your phone.
Yes.
But if possible, watch it on Apple iTunes, watch it on
okay.
Amazon Prime. It's right there on your big screen TV. Click and watch.
Right. Thanks for the fourth visit to the show. I absolutely love you. Thank you. Keep it up.